This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Lim Soo Ann and Kelly Anisa. Here are our stories today.
When was the last time you told a white lie? We discussed the psychology of white lies after a recent study found that telling white lies could affect our empathic accuracy.
Following that, we talk about the plan to introduce Jawi writing as part of the Bahasa Melayu syllabus in government schools, which has sparked quite a lot of backlash. So we will be discussing the importance of Jawi to Malaysian heritage.
And on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, is Jawi or Khat an important part of our Malaysian culture that should be preserved? So your options are yes or no. So you can tweet us at BFM Radio, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 0377-332900.
So before we get to our first story, here are the Beatles with The Word.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was The Word by The Beatles. And now our first story.
So we've all probably heard the saying that a little white lie is harmless. But is it really? So not according to a recent study published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology. So this study found that dishonest acts can harm interpersonal relationships by impairing one's empathic accuracy. So in other words, it's the individual's ability to read and understand other people's emotions. And the research was actually led by Ashley E. Hardin, who's an assistant professor of organizational behavior at Olin Business School at Washington University in St. Louis, and this is in the United States. So together with her colleagues from the University of Michigan, University of Virginia, and Howard University, they conducted about eight studies to gauge lying and cheating in various scenarios. This involved about over 1,500 adults.
And they concluded that there is a causal relationship between someone's dishonest behavior and their ability to empathize with someone else. So what it means is that lying and cheating makes it more difficult for people to read another person's feelings accurately.
Okay.
Yeah, so they also identified that an underlying reason for this relationship, and that is people who are more prone to dishonest behavior are less likely to define themselves in terms of close relationships to the person, for example, as a sister or a mentor.
So not only that, the research also found that the consequences actually snowball. So one dishonest act can set in motion even more dishonesty. Mm. And according to Hardin, this can descend into what becomes a vicious cycle. So to quote her, sometimes people will tell a white lie and think it's not a big deal, but a decision to be dishonest in one moment will have implications for how you interact with people subsequently.
That is quite interesting. So to find out more about the psychology of white lies, we have on the line Associate Professor Dr. Anasuya Jagathe Vijagathesan, who's a lecturer in psychology. So Dr. Anasuya, firstly, what constitutes a white lie?
Okay, usually a white lie is considered something, it's a lie, but it's done for social convenience. It doesn't hurt anybody. Example, oh, you know, you look very, your haircut is very nice. Actually, it's not, but there's nothing people can do about it. So we say a white lie because it's socially awkward to tell them, oh my God, you've got such a horrible haircut. So a white lie is generally done in a social setting to kind of ease a potentially awkward conversation.
So is it then a big deal for someone to say a white lie?
Honestly, I'm going to say it depends on the circumstances. There are some people who would say under any circumstances a lie is wrong. But then there are others who say, look, I don't want to hurt someone's feelings if it's a small thing. You know, the outfit is a bit funny. I don't like the outfit so much. I mean, I don't have to tell them. So, you know, I just kind of say, yeah, it's a nice outfit. Actually, it's not that nice. Personally, no, it's not a good idea to lie, but it does happen because it's a social convenience.
And what impact does lying have on the person who's telling a lie?
Your moral barometer drops. So at what point does a white lie from a social convenience become a lie? At what point does it switch from a white lie to a lie? There's no clear-cut definition of a point when it switches. So how do you know you are telling a white lie and not outright lying? So the difference between a lie and a white lie would be you are lying to protect yourself. You're not lying to not hurt somebody's feelings in a very small manner, but you're lying because you don't know what to say and you think that the truth will make you look bad, so you tell a lie because you think the untruth would work better in that situation.
And how does lying affect interpersonal relationships?
Okay, a huge impact. I'm going to give you an example that is very normal in Malaysia when it comes to emergencies and families and emergencies. So during an emergency, and it also happened to me myself when one of my family members had actually passed away, and you get a phone call, and then they say, "Don't tell them on the phone. Just ask you to come home." And then you ask, "What's wrong?" "Oh, just come home." Okay, if you just say, "Just come home," then that's fine. But if you're going to go and say that, the person had an accident and they're fine. No, actually, they're not fine. Then that's a lie. And that lie can have huge repercussions because it breaks trust. During an emergency, I cannot trust your word. So if you really cannot, if you really don't know, say we don't know. If you really don't want to stay on the phone, don't say anything. Just say, "No, just come home. It's urgent that you have to come home." I think that's important in terms of trust. So if you're working with people, no matter how hard the truth is, if you really cannot say anything, say, "I don't know." But the minute you lie and they find out later, they are not going to trust you. Because you can't lie for somebody else's sake unless they give you permission to lie to them. I know it sounds convoluted. I know it sounds so strange to say, "I have to get your permission to lie." But it's actually true. If you really are going to lie to somebody, they must be aware that you are lying. Because they know they cannot handle the truth at the moment. So then that's fine. So, I mean, I don't think that lying in terms of emergencies or in terms of, important aspects of people's lives is okay in any way, means or form. But even then, if somebody's wearing clothes which I don't like, I just say, "I'll try and find something about the clothes I like to say, something nice about it." I try to avoid outright lying, so I've been known to be blunt. People do say I'm too direct, but it's because I'm trying to avoid lying. So there is a social cost to being truthful, but personally, I'd rather pay that cost and be blunt but trustworthy than be very politically correct, but I can't trust the word out of your mouth.
But doctor, are there situations where lying is okay? You know, whether to someone you know or to a stranger, perhaps?
So if you're going to be in physical danger, then for goodness sake, lie. Okay, I mean, when I'm talking about is like with strangers, especially if you feel that, by answering truthfully, you are going to be put into a dangerous situation, please lie. That's for your physical health and your overall health. Okay, but if you are talking about with your friends or with family, I'm actually going to say, especially with family, maybe lying may not be the best thing. Just don't say anything. Smile. Change the topic. Sugarcoat a little bit your words. Say it nicely. Say it in a nicer way. Or just don't say anything. I mean, sometimes that's the best. Just be polite. Don't say anything and be polite. The awkward laugh and nod your head and then just walk away. Sometimes that's all we can do with certain family situations. Better than lying.
So, I mean, going back to the study, it also focused on the question of empathy and how lying can affect your ability to empathize with others. What is the importance of being able to empathize with others?
Okay, when you look at empathy is hugely important to human beings. Empathy is what allows us to function as a community, allows us to function as a society. A person who is a psychopath is basically a person who cannot feel empathy. That is what differentiates a psychopath from a normal human being. A psychopath has no empathy and has no capacity for empathy. And that's why they see the rest of humanity as prey, as individuals that they can manipulate, they can use, they can kill for their own purposes without blinking. And when you look at it at the extreme level of what happens when people don't have empathy, then you realize at a fundamental level how important empathy is. Because empathy is what allows us to function as a community of human beings rather than as a predator and a prey relationship. The minute I can feel empathy to you, then I open the grounds for understanding, I open the grounds for discussion, I open the grounds for having a more solid relationship. For me personally, because I'm a counselor, it is integral to being a human being in a community. If without it, we cannot function as a society. Without empathy, we are kind of monsters. You know, we don't feel for anybody. We only think of ourselves. We don't even feel for our family.
So that was Associate Professor Dr. Anasuya Jegathevijegathesan, who's a lecturer in psychology, with her take on the white lies and the importance of feeling empathy for others.
I was feeling very guilty when I was listening to her, because it strikes me that most of us probably tell a fair number of white lies.
Of course. I mean, I'm not going to say any on air because I know I have people listening. But I will, I do have a story to tell. So this is not my family. It's my friend's family. So when his uncle passed away, what happened was they didn't tell the uncle's mother that what happened, because they didn't want to hurt her feelings, and because she's a lot older and they didn't want to upset her in a way that would endanger her health. So I think until today, the mother has no idea that the son had passed away.
Oh, so she still thinks that the son is alive?
Yes. So,
wow.
I mean, they have a few siblings, so I guess they can get away with that lie without any complications yet, but I'm sure some will turn up in the future. But I when I tell this to different people, everyone has a different opinion on it.
I think what Dr. Anasuya said about this being fairly common, particularly in you know, Asian families, it's true. We tend to make these decisions for other people, right?
Yeah.
And yes, sometimes they're older or they're not well and you don't want something like that, you know, something bad to happen to them or for it to affect them negatively. But on the other hand, I do feel like that's taking it a little far, right?
Yeah. I do think it's taking away the mother's right to that information.
Yeah.
I think it's unfair.
And then the question comes of how long can you sustain that as well? Because it is your family member, right? Whether you are a friend or family member, you have the right to know. And then it just seems like it will get more and more stressful and more difficult to hold on to that lie.
I think what I found very interesting about this study was actually, and perhaps that relates to what you were just saying, Suan, this idea that when you start lying, it may be small lies or white lies, but that they can snowball and then seriously affect a relationship. Because it's true, the more comfortable you get with the small lies, often a small lie can progress into a slightly bigger lie, and it may not feel like it's that big of a leap. And then soon you find yourself, and you know, this is something that I think as a teenager, for instance, I found this with my parents, where initially sort of wearing something with a jacket over it and not telling them that I was going to wear something else when I go out, right? Like, it doesn't seem like it's such a big lie. But then soon you find that you're concealing other things, like who you're hanging out with or where you're going. And then it really, I found, and I'm glad I realized this, that it affects your relationship with these people. It changes the level of trust you have between each other. And that's something that's difficult to know where the boundaries are.
And when you find out, then how do you fix that?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, we do have to wrap up this discussion because we're running out of time. But if you have any other thoughts on your own experiences with whether white lies or relationships and truthfulness, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also call us at 7733-2900.
And in relation to our second story, we are also running a poll on our BFM Twitter, which is at BFM Radio, where we're asking you, is Jawi or Kat an important part of our Malaysian culture that should be preserved? So your options are yes or no.
So we will be discussing that when we come back after the break. But first, here is Royal Blood with I Only Lie When I Love You.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.